Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I am your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is December 1st, 2020. This is the anniversary episode for the Gold Nose Podcast. I started this out of frustration. 1 year later, I'm still frustrated. It seems I didn't think the program could get any worse than it did last year, and it has. We can blame it on the pandemic. We can do this, we can do that. But at the end of the day, if this thing had been managed properly, I'm convinced we would be in a better place right now. Just all areas of this organization sucks. I mean, let's just call it what it is. I'm just speechless, man. I just never thought that this program would be at this place. You know, bottom feeders in the ACC. Let that sink in. Florida State is bottom feeders. We are bottom feeders in the ACC. Clemson is the best program in the country. Let that sink in. And we got a long way to go, guys. I mean, I've beaten this horse, you know, into fossils. I've beaten this horse so much he's a fossil. So, you know, the anniversary episode is not going to be your typical Gold Nose Podcast episode. I'm just going to talk about whatever I want, because just the consistency of doing a show every day for 1 year, it just shows how much I love Florida State football. And going forward, I don't know if I'm going to do episodes every day, man. It's not hard at all. It's just the up and down emotional roller coaster of being a Florida State fan at the moment. So, you know, I'm gonna try my hardest, but I can't make any promises. To the people that have listened to this show from day one, I appreciate your support. I know my voice is kind of weird, but the passion is there for Florida State and wanting them to be the very best. Hopefully one day we can get back. I think next year, I want to go to some games, and I'm going to put some of that stuff on the YouTube channel. Haven't been to any games in a while. When I was younger, I used to go all the time. You know, when you get married and you have a family, stuff like that, you really can't do anymore. Or sporadically, you have to do it. So I'm gonna try my hardest to go to some games next year. And you know, that's it. Again, I appreciate the support. I appreciate the people that listen on a daily basis. And let's move on to the next segment. Can we ever get a college football video game again? I was doing my research on the internet, and they've got this thing called College Football Revamped. It's basically a updated version of NCAA 14, where they give you like the latest uniforms and stuff, it's pretty good modification. So slide over to the YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, type in Gold Nose Podcast. It'll come up. I'm gonna put some games on there and the new unis. And you know, if you like Florida State stuff, check it out, man. But I don't know. The whole reason why I got a PlayStation 4 was because of NCAA football. And just hopefully getting better graphics and better everything. But I wasn't even aware of the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit until after I had already gotten the PS4. And PlayStation wasn't going to allow NCAA 14 to be on PlayStation 4. So it was just like, you know, I'm not going to say my PlayStation 5 purchase hinges on the college football game coming back, but I'm definitely going to wait. I'm not going to rush to go out there and get a PlayStation 5 when I know the game that I want is not going to be on there. I mean, EA could easily say, okay, if you let us make the game and use your likeness, the players, we'll do COVID research, or we'll sponsor all the COVID tests for your team or something to that effect. It's real easy to come to a solution, but the older I get, the more I see that it easy stuff, when something is easy and a solution can easily be found, most people go the difficult route. And that's just life. People just do crazy stuff, man. And you just sitting there scratching your head like, wow. So let me know what you think about that segment. Next segment. I hate the new helmets in college football. I really do. I'm going to be honest with you. It's just too many different styles of helmets. Maybe it's just like the old guy in me that just misses the old school Rydell and Shutt helmets. And that was pretty much all you had, Rydell and Shutt. But now you've got Revo, Ion 4D, Zenith. I mean, just all kinds of crazy stuff. Air XP, Shutt, Rydell. I mean, it's just crazy. And just some of the face masks that they have are weird. You know, the only newer style helmet that I like is the one that Tyreek Hill wears for the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, that's it. So I know the game has changed, but and it's not just Rydell and Shutt anymore, but I miss it, man. But those helmets, those helmets, like, they got a lot of grown men out here with mush meat for brains, because they were not like helmets designed to protect your head. Like, so maybe it was a good thing, but I still miss it. So let me know what you think about that segment. Next segment. Was it smart to play sports this year? No, it wasn't. It really wasn't. I mean, the NBA did the best job. They had all their teams on one campus, secluded from the public, and they were able to do what needed to be done. But football, too many variables. Baseball, too many variables. The only sports that can really do it are basketball, golf, you know, just sports with a limited amount of players. Tennis. something where there's not a whole bunch of people crossing paths. And it's just, you just see it in NFL now. They've had to reschedule and postpone all these games. It just wasn't smart. But, you know, money at the end of the day, you know, runs this thing. Not what's best for people. It's money. And as long as there's greed out there, there's always going to be, you know, as long as there's money to be made, there's always going to be somebody that, you know, is going to be there to put health to the, on the back burner so the money can be made. So, I just think going forward in the future, we have to, you know, just find better solutions to, you know, pandemics. We have to find better solutions to pandemics. And I just wish, you know, the people would wear a mask so we can get through this nonsense. That would be awesome. Final segment for this episode, the anniversary episode. Can Norvell improve in year two? I really don't think he has a choice. Like I say, we lost the Altmeyer kid, which I don't really deem a loss. You know, he wasn't going to come in and be Trevor Lawrence. Okay, he might be Sam Howell, but he wasn't going to be Trevor Lawrence. So, you know, like I said in the previous episode, I hope he go wherever he goes. He, you know, he blossoms and he can be all he can be as a quarterback. But, you know, we need quality offensive linemen. We need quality defensive linemen. That's our issue right now. So I would rather have another 4-star offensive lineman or defensive lineman than another skill position player. So, and Norvell has to make better in-game adjustments offensively, and he has to get Andy Fuller to make better in-game adjustments defensively. You know, teams running the same play 4 and 5 times in a row and you're not adjusting, that's crazy. Offensively, you see a team is just constantly blitzing, and you're not doing any screen plays to take advantage of that momentum. So, you know, you just gotta, make better in-game adjustments. And hopefully, you know, they can do that. Hopefully this offseason will be better than the one in 2020. Hopefully they can get a full, offseason in, and we can move forward and be a better program in 2021. So, I'll keep saying it until they close the casket, man. Offensive and defensive lines are the building blocks for football on any level. And until we master that, we're just going to be a bottom feeder in the ACC. So that's really it. That's needs to improve in those two areas. And I think we can be a better football team. So thank you for listening. 1 year anniversary of this podcast. I appreciate your support. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. What else? Please wear a mask. Please social distance. This podcast is available on YouTube and all podcast platforms. Once again, thank you for listening. 1 year anniversary of this podcast. Thank you for your support. And as always, go Noles.